Okay, we are beginning now. Simon Reish Chavav, Haroa Pirchei Ha'ilan Ma Mevorech. If you see a fruit blossom from a tree, to make a bracha on it. So, based upon a Gemara in Brachos on Mem Gimel, talks about Birchas Re'iyah. Again, this is one of the things that if you see it, you would make a bracha on it. So, it seemed like if it happens to come up, you do it. But nevertheless, we see based on Svarim and Minhagim that people make a very big asik out of this, that there's actually an inyan to actually go out to find a tree. And again, Alpi Nigla wouldn't really necessarily make so much sense. When you look in the Svarim, they bring down. There's a lot of things Alpi Kabbalah that it's happening here with this. Just a few examples before we even get into the din about making Birchas Olonos. So the Kaf HaChaim brings down. He says we don't make this bracha on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Ein levarach Birchas Olonos. Why not? Sheme Yitaltel HaOlonos. Maybe you're going to take a branch of the tree. Yikach Biyadei HaProchim. You're going to grab one of the flowers, things that are blossoming. Barechem to smell it. O Sheme Yitlosh. Maybe you're going to detach it from a tree. Therefore, that makes a lot of sense not to make the bracha on Shabbos and Yom Tov. And then he says Venire Ledivrei HaMekubolim. When you make this bracha, Birchas Olonos, so because you are elevating neshamos that are sparks of that are somehow contained in these trees, so yesh oid iser noisef the borer. You're doing borer, meaning there's something very big happening about this, and that's why again Alpi Kabbalah there's a big inyan about this, and maybe we'll try to point out some of the things which, again, Alpi Din we'll go through what Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah says, and then try to add a little bit with what's brought down in the Sfarim. So here we go. That's a big introduction. We start now with, it's only one sif. Hayotze b'yemei Nisan. If a person would go out during the month of Nisan, Ra ilanos shemoitzin perach. Now you see, fruit-bearing trees, they're blossoming. And we make a bracha. Baruch atah Hashem, lekeinu melech ha'olam. Bless you, Lord. Shalos chisar ba'olamo. Klum, who's not lacking anything in his world. Uvarlo brios tovos. You made good creations. Ve'ilonos tovos on good trees. Lehanos behem b'nei adam. In order that people should get benefit from them. Ve'enem avorach elapam achas b'chol shon v'shon. This is a bracha that's only made once each year. And if you delayed making the bracha until the fruit is already grown, then you can no longer make the bracha anymore. That's it. Machaber, there's not any commentary of the Ramah. So now we'll start with the Mishnah Berurah. So he says like this, Bimei Nisan, then again, the case that the Gemara was talking about brachas on Mem Gimel is you're going out during the month of Nisan. So the Mishnah Berurah says, Orcha Demilsa Nachgad. Really, basically, it's just mentioning that's like the normal typical thing way it happened. Sha'az derech aratzois hachamim, because in the warm countries, v'lav lev halinos, that's when the trees start to blossom. V'huadin b'chodesh achir, and really technically speaking, it could be in any other month as well. So now, that's what it says in Mishnah Berurah. Alpi Kabbalah, it says it should be dafka be done during the month of Nisan, not earlier or not later. And usually we start off quoting from the Kaf HaChaim, who says that you don't make the bracha on Shabbos. So they point out, what if you would have Lamed Nisan would be a Shabbos? The calendar could come out that way. So then, now what do? You have a little bit of conflict over here. You want to make the bracha in Nisan, but you don't want to make the bracha because of Shabbos, because whatever these borer is happening, in a metaphysical sense, says, no, you should even make the bracha in there. That's the kapeh that they have in Bedafka to make it during the month of Nisan. And then they would say, in Alpi Kabbalah, they would say that after the month of Nisan, or even before the month of Nisan, you could technically have that, if you saw it in Adar, you would make without Shema Malchus. But again, reading the Mishnah Berurah, says, Kol Shirol Ha-Livluv Pam Rishon Mevarech. Anytime you see the blossoming for the first time, then you would go ahead and make the bracha. Sifkat and Beis, Perach, you see it's blossoming. Davka Perach has to be actually blossoming. Ha'olim l'chudei lo. But if all you saw was the trees, the leaves, I'm sorry, of growing up, then you don't make the bracha. Va'af Perach, Davka be'ilonei machol. And when you're talking about the fruit trees, it has to be in something that's edible. Shemizeh ha'perach osi lehisgadel peri. Because a fruit is going to come out from this thing. Aval ilonei srach, but if you have a barren tree, lo. You do not make the bracha on this. In the Dirshu number 4, it says, what exactly is the definition of a tree? It says, Beged, Mash Nechshav Le'ilan, what do we consider to be a tree? Kosov Le'el, in Simon Reish Gimel, She'im Hu Moitzi Es Olav Me'etzo, Af Im Hu Giv'ol Dak, Hare Nechshav Le'etz. That's considered to be a tree. Ve'im Kol Shana Hu Mizyavesh, Begadol Gizo, If the whole trunk withers away and doesn't and goes away each year, and there's a brand new one, that's not considered to be an eitz. Because of the chazon ish, she'im hagarin megadel pri b'shana rishona. If its seeds will produce a tree, gam ein hageza miskayim shloshon, is not going to last for 3 years. Eino nechshav leit, that would not be considered to be a tree for this halacha about making the birchas elam sonnet. Sivkat and Gimel, Elapam Achas, you only make this bracha once. Umidista mashma, the way it's phrased like this, it would imply, Afilu al ilonos acherim lo yivorech. You wouldn't make the bracha on other trees, Kanabasim and Reishchaf, hey, Sif Yud. In the Shar HaTzion, Os Aleph, it brings down the Mistabra, logical dictate, Dafilu hacholikim sham, even those who argue on what it says over there, right? Modim Bezeh would agree in this case, the bracha zu niskna. Al prichas haperos. This is brachas made upon when the fruits in general are blossoming. V'day b'pam echas. So therefore, Kotzah Shai Tzion explaining what the Mishnah was saying, that's why you make this bracha only once a year. Okay, sifkatin dalid. V'im echa levarech. If you delayed making the bracha, hein this means afilu lo ra klal mikodem. You didn't see it. I mean, it's not like you saw and just make the bracha. You didn't see any trees before this. So afilochi, nevertheless, ibeid habracha. You've lost the opportunity to make the bracha. Came shagal ha'peres, because now they're fully grown. Came mashma the Beis Yosef. That's the way that the Beis Yosef is learning up. Aval, you know, argues the Eli Rabba. Hechvila, then he says, no, the im lo ra mikoyim. If you didn't see him beforehand, lo ibeid bracha. You don't lose the bracha in this case. Came mashma gam kim bir hagra. The Vilna Gaon seems to imply this way as well. Da afilu kavar gadol hapri lo ibeid habracha. Even if the fruit has grown, you haven't lost the opportunity. Nevertheless, im kavar gadol hapri v'nigmar kol tzarkav. It's fully developed, and now at this point, it's so much developed. The royal levarich aleha. Shechian, you can make the bracha on that. So mashmi prima godim v'chay adam sheshuv ein kedai devarach bracha zu. At that point, it's no longer kedai to make the bracha on it. In Dirshu number 6 is v'eitz shekvar godlo bo chelik mehaperos. What if you would have the following case where parts of the tree have blossomed but other parts haven't? So what do you do? How do you size up this tree? Is it blossoms or not? Well, it depends which part of the tree you're looking at. Achadain yesh alav anofim sheyesh behem prochim beli peros. They have things without the fruit. So that's from Nissen Karlitz. That's all. Quote, Shinira de Efsher, Shefsher levarich alehim birkas alonos. You could in fact yes make the bracha on this tree in such a case. Sivkat and hay ad acher shegodlo. That if you delayed so much that it's already finished, then you should not make the brachlin. Aval koydim shegadu haperos yuch levarich. But before they have grown, you could yes make the bracha. Afilo berach b'shas re'iyah rishona. Even if you didn't make the bracha at the first time you saw it, you could go ahead and do this. Quoting from the Maharil in Siman 143 in the Sefer Piskei Tshuvas. Brings down this idea about some of these minhagim that are associated with this. About, again, we said already, making a dafka in the month of Nisan. So he says like this. What do you do? How do the varech b'minyan and ashim? You should have a minyan together when doing the bracha. V'lom l'fnei chen l'shem yichud. Okay, v'hi noam. Things passages recite before saying the bracha. V'yagbiya kolo. You make your voice very loud. V'yavarech b'kavona atzum with a very strong kavona. You say the bracha. L'acher ha-bracha. Yitin l'sadaka gimel prutos. You give 3 coins. L'ilui neshamas Yisrael. L'tikun neshamas hamagugolos. Ba'atzi hasada v'asovim. V'yavakish alehim rachamim. So again, Kabbalah, you're somehow doing rectification to these neshamas that are contained in the trees. V'omer shir hamalos b'shuv Hashem es shiva tzion. We said this kapitel of Tim. Samcheni be'omrim li. I'm sorry, rather samachti be'omrim li. Right, based Hashem neilech. Right, okay. Continuing. Pesach Eliyahu, Rabbi Chanani ben Akasha, Kaddish du Rabbanan. V'kamur kol ze ledivrei hamakubalim. Everything that we've been saying up now is in the Kabbalah. When we went through the siman with the mechaber and the. And the Ishtabur, there wasn't really any hints of this whatsoever. Aval alpi dina de Shulchan Aruch va'poskim lo matzina lahakbid al harbe me'advarim hana. Really, alpi nigle, one does not need to be makbid on any of these things. Kasher einechem techezeno meisharim behemshech hasiman. As we see, we're going through the siman. So again, just interesting ideas to point out. However, as you can see, one concept in halacha, how it's viewed al pi nigla and how it's viewed al pi nister. Okay, and that's it. That concludes Simon Reish Chaf Vav.